The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Our Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It is called the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Why is that, children?
Age before beauty?
I thought it came with that name.
Yes, it did, as a matter of fact. Thank you, Kenny.
It actually came with the Jennifer Horn name, but then really? He took it over.
That's really? Mean, Doug.
The Jennifer Horn Good Day program?
That has a ring to it. Let's see. Jennifer Horn Good... You know what? It does. It's got a ring.
Really? Here's the way it rings.
See?
That's the kind
yours
of
yours doesn't right. ring like that.
No, mine sounds like this. Sounds like the Salvation Army. Get your money out.
I know. I just tossed a quarter your
there
way.
There you go. Thank you very much. So what's happening? Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of December.
Doug Steffen Good Day Show.
On the
tell us.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. And I am going to tell you, as a matter of fact. Yes, thank you very much for asking. Actually, the question I had for Richie... It was related to the Monday Night Football telecast.
Yes.
As this is the anniversary of the highest rated football game other than a Super Bowl. It was on this date in 1985. The Dolphins beat the Bears 38 to 24. Miami Dolphins snapped the Bears 12-game winning streak.
Oh, yeah.
To the largest audience ever watching a game.
Would you say 85? The 85 Bears?
1985. That
was their Super Bowl year, right?
It's 29 years ago.
Yeah. No, well, that was the Jewish man.
The Bears, that was the year that I was running WEI in Boston at that time, and we had the Patriots. And the Patriots went to the Super Bowl in January of 1986. So it was the Super Bowl Bears versus the Patriots. I think the Patriots scored 3 points or something, and the Bears were 41.
No, you weren't going to beat that Bears team. That's when they had they did the rap video.
Super Bowl Shuffle.
Super Bowl Shuffle,
very much.
Right. And we did that was
here.
The Patriots thing. Who do you think engineered that? Hello?
I'm not here to start no trouble.
No.
Here to do the Super Bowl Shuffle.
No, this is the Bears.
I did one. We did one
that
for
was
the Patriots,
the Bears.
Too. We did one for the Patriots.
Right, but nobody paid attention to that.
Wow, that's because I put it together. I produced that.
Yeah, the whitest guy in Boston doing a rap song.
Great. I had some help.
I hope so.
So the Casey Kasem case is not over yet.
Nope.
The charge by the children that he was abused, it's now become an elder abuse case. Turned over to the district attorney's office in Los Angeles yesterday. It targets Casey's widow, Jean. Unlikely the DA will file charges against her because there's not enough evidence, but they're continuing the children to churn this up.
So they're saying
they don't
Jean
even know where
Casey
the body
abused.
That is correct.
Who was being abused by who?
Casey was abused by his wife.
Okay. Yeah.
According to the children. That's what they're saying. So his body now is in Norway someplace. It hasn't been embalmed and it hasn't been buried.
Okay, I know this is my same old song and dance, but this guy had a great life and this is not the way he should go out.
No, it wasn't the way he should have gone out under any circumstances. It was lousy. But you look at all the people, the strange things that people do. I am amazed that Madonna at her stage in life, what is she, 56 or 58 or something? She poses. She does an interview with David Blaine, and how in the world? What that's all about?
The magician?
Why? Yeah, right. And it appears in Interview magazine, and she goes. She poses naked for it.
You know, I'm just going to start doing that. Just going to let it hang out.
Really?
You know?
Let it all hang out.
Whatever.
Does anybody really care anymore?
Madonna looks like naked?
Yeah.
She needs to eat a sandwich.
I didn't care what she looked like before. Never mind whether they care about it now. I never thought she
does so much yoga. I swear, you guys, it does me. I mean, she is so thin.
Yeah, but it's
and is it gaunt then? I'm telling you, if she follows me around for about 3 hours, I could have her fixed.
Really?
Follows me around for 3 hours, I could have her really fixed.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
put the weight on.
The situation with Black Friday and how the days from before and after Black Friday have become a very important, I don't know if important is the right word, but a very interesting conversation piece. Ken, I don't know if you have some comments at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, the way people are spending their money, how they're going about their business. I finally yesterday or last night when I was nosing around for things that we wanted to focus on today, looking at the retail shopping numbers, online sales through yesterday were down about 10 to 11%, the same drop as in-store sales, according to the Wall Street Journal story that was in their paper yesterday. National Retail Federation stats saying that total spending Thursday through Monday sank 11% from a year earlier. That was 5% drop in the number of people who shopped over the four-day weekend. And then that brings us around to wondering whether what we were talking about yesterday was the fact that it spread out so far, like 2.5 weeks before Thanksgiving.
They reached the cookie jar 2 weeks before the Black Friday. So.
The sales start, people do it.
Yeah, so I mean,
Target
I think
and Walmart were the first ones to do it.
I think we need to look at the last 2 weeks of sales versus last year's, the last 2 weeks of sales.
All I was looking at was the over the weekend because I was trying to figure out what it was, and then looking at the Target numbers and Walmart numbers, they're
here's the
flat,
deal, right?
Flat, Richie. They're flat. They're not ahead. They're not behind. For the entire period, that 2.5 weeks before and including this weekend, the numbers are about the same for Target and Walmart as they were over that same period last year.
The media will love to tell you that the economy is not doing as well because Black Friday sales were down.
Mm.
That's what they want to tell you. And then they want to scare you into thinking, go buy more because the economy is going to suffer because holiday sales.
You didn't do your patriotic duty to go buy, spend,
so that you can help the country.
Well, don't you think the economy is in better shape if you're not laying on the cement at 3 o'clock in the morning waiting for a laptop and to get trampled, whichever one comes first?
I forgot to tell
you. I mean, to me, that actually seems like a better thing if you've done some shopping ahead of time.
You didn't tell me what.
A benchmark.
Here was, you know how every now and then I come up with these crazy ideas like we should move election day to the day after tax day.
Sunday. Yeah, that's even better. Yep.
So here's
Sunday
my other one.
Day, yeah.
We should combine election day and Black Friday. And people should be able to vote at Best Buy, Walmart, and the mall. And you get a tax break on your purchase.
Right.
And a free toaster.
No.
I like that.
So now we have all these people complaining by rioting around the country. That seems to be the new thing is we just want to riot.
Right.
If we're
hands
not happy
up,
with
don't
the way
shoot.
Things are. Well,
hands
we're having
up,
the riot
don't shoot.
Whether it's Ferguson or anything else, everybody wants to riot to make change. Okay. Instead of voting to make change.
Mm-hmm.
So all these same people, they're the first ones in line at Black Friday. Mm-hmm. Let's offer them the opportunity to vote after they get into the store of their choice.
Okay, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but do you want those people to vote?
Yes.
Everybody the votes. Ones
you know
that
what?
Get the toaster?
Everybody votes.
If I can convert those people from being people who just yell and scream and complain don't ever do anything about it to actually people who think, oh, wow, look, I can make a change this way. Yeah, I do.
Yep. I mean, I'm with Richie. Richie, you're a genius. This should be the Rich McFadden Good Day program.
No, forget this. I'm bigger than that. I want me for president.
Oh, you're bigger than that. Excuse me for breathing.
Did you just say he's quitting to run for office?
Rarified.
You stay here and you run this little radio show. Okay. I'm going to go run the country.
There we go. Okay. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. Speaking of running the country, the president yesterday did something.
They're going to say, oh, I got a McFadden toaster.
Exactly.
McFadden care. It's McFadden care.
Yeah.
The president yesterday, we had a lot of conversation about the proposed or the to happen cabinet meeting, which did happen. And the main thing that came out of it wasn't what we thought was going to come out of it. The devices, first of all, there was some conversation about police body cameras. We talked about that yesterday and earlier today. The devices helping to resolve some of the disputes that exist now between police and witnesses that first came out as a result of the Ferguson shooting. Didn't really first come out, but there is a dual focus on how to make the police and the public more accountable. But the other thing that came up yesterday was the militarization of the police in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fact that it's happening and it has really created that militarization atmosphere created more tension and created more problems in Ferguson and pretty much does everywhere else. I think you'll remember last month me telling you the story about a fellow that owed some tax money in New Mexico, 84 years old, and the SWAT team was sent to his house. It was 24 police officers, an MRAP, all kinds of mortar, tanks, you name it, to get this guy to pay his $8,000 tax bill. That's completely wrong. And if you don't wake up to that, then this country really is lost. This country is lost. And even though it happened on Obama's watch and Bush's watch, and to a point, the militarization of the police started back in the late 1990s, if you follow the trail, it really has become horrible in the last 4 or 5 years. And I think it's because these people thought Obama was a weakling, which he is, and they could get away with it. There was nobody's asked any. There was no permission given. It's like everything else. These guys just take. I mean, the 3,416 rules that went into effect last week, that was just take. Nobody gave. You take. And that's what these people in the Pentagon, okay, we got all this money. We're just going to take it and use it for things that, these guys, they love. Many of the police are ex-military, and they'll love all these toys that we had in the service. Yeah, give them to them. They don't know what the hell to do with them, but let's give them those. Who's going to care? The taxpayer doesn't know that we're doing this. They think we're spending all this money to protect them from whatever. We're spending all this money. You hear all of these Maronis say, we can't cut the defense budget because we'll be unsafe. Are you kidding? Do you know how much money is being spent, never mind wasted, but spent on this stuff? And so Obama addressed it. I don't know what they're going to do about it, other than give it lip service, but something needs to be done about it.
The 1033 program. I have a guest coming on about this week.
I do? Okay.
Because, he was at the White House and testified to Congress, and I want to learn more about this.
You the one who wants to learn more? Nobody else wants to learn anymore?
No, everybody wants to learn more.
Rich McFadden, good day, bro.
But the email came to me.
Ah, really?
So I shall book the guest, and then we can all learn together.
That's terrible they did that. Didn't send anything to me.
Remember me for president.
19 after on good day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer. It's
definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
The expert.
experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday, you'll be far away, and I'll be all alone. So please remember this December to fully charge your phone. And Christmas.
Today's video of the day, latest Christmas song from Saturday Night Live, good night, from Straight No Chaser, and this is Kristen Bell from Frozen, sort of a 21st century version of, Text Me Merry Christmas. Alright, crank it up, Richie.
Text me Merry Christmas, make my holiday complete.
Nice.
Though you're far from me, say you'll be our bee. That's a text I'll never delete. Don't choose just the right emoji, one that makes me LOL. And if you text me something naughty, I promise I won't tell.
Text me something naughty.
I don't care if it's something right.
For the video has basically everybody going back and forth with pictures of the people that
very
sing
funny.
And they're texting.
Hey.
How are you?
Okay.
Miss you.
Miss you too.
Texas sucks without you.
I know.
A wonderful.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, thanks, bye.
A Facebook message isn't quite as sweet. I need more from ask you than just a tweet.
A snap on Snapchat doesn't last. And voicemail asks from Christmas past.
Text me Merry Christmas. Send a selfie too.
If you do, I'll go meet some mistletoe
and pretend my spring is new.
Show me that you love me.
Text, text, hold a kiss and hug me. I'll be right here waiting for my pants to start vibrating. Text me Merry Christmas, and I will text you too.
This Christmas
is the least that we can do.
Kristen Bell and the Straight No Chaser. says, text me Merry Christmas.
I'll be sitting here waiting for my pants to start vibrating. That is the best line.
All right, so that's the video of the day that we have for you today at DougStefan.com. Let's get to some fun from the late night shows. First of all, Conan O'Brien starts it out with a piece of slice, if you will, from last night's monologue.
Today is Cyber Monday, the biggest day of the year for online shopping. Yeah, it's the biggest, yeah. Cyber Monday was started by a bunch of nerds who were beat up on Black Friday.
All right. Keep going with Jimmy Fallon.
Everyone's gearing up for the holidays, you guys. In fact, last week, President Obama and the First Lady released the first ever interactive White House holiday card. You see that? It's really cute. The way it works is you open the card, you enter your name and your Social Security number, and then you sign up for Obamacare. Happy holidays, suckers! Happy holidays, suckers! Speaking of Obama, I saw that on Small Business Saturday, the president went shopping at a bookstore and bought 17 books, including The Laughing Monsters, Being Mortal, and Heart of Darkness. Or as the cashier put it, are you okay, man? Chicken soup for the presidential soul, we want to get that?
The CEO of Netflix says network TV will be dead in 15 years' time. I'm fine with me, I only need it to last a couple more weeks.
I love him. I love him.
Ellen DeGeneres joking about Black Friday on her program yesterday.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Well, I hope you took a moment to stop worrying about things and gifts and material possessions and spent time giving thanks for what's important, your friends and your loved ones. I hope you did that. And then I hope you had a wonderful Black Friday trampling your fellow man for PlayStation. Now that the holiday season is officially here, I'm sure a lot of you are spending more time with your families. And a lot of people, when the family gets together or friends get together, it means it's game night. How many of you had a game night? Playing board games with your family sounds like fun. And it starts out the same way. You gather around the fire.
How many people played board games over the weekend? That's a good question.
I did. 28.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina Vandenhoevel of The Nation. Coming right up, given the number of allegations against Bill Cosby, were HBO and NBC right to cancel future programs with him?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Vandenhoevel and Lowry. Given the number of allegations against Bill Cosby, were HBO and NBC right to cancel future programs with him?
I don't want to talk about him for NBC, but adjudicating rape accusations is a murky business for journalists. But believing Bill Cosby doesn't require you to take one person's word over another. We now have one person's word over 15 others. And ignoring the allegations, I think, if journalists ignore the allegations, it's almost tacitly accepting the proposition that all 15 women are liars.
It's a difficult one. Any time allegations are decades old and can't go into the courts, it's a little murky inherently. But Katrina's right. There's so many allegations that it's really hard to ignore, and it's hard to look at him the same way. And some of these allegations are consistent with the various stories from other women, and so many women are putting their names out with these allegations, and so many of them are people who have credible public images themselves. It's just very hard to discount them.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with The Nation Magazine's Katrina Vandenhoevel and The National Review's...
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they've got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built, I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to guns80.com. That's guns 80, the number's 80, guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Man, this is a good day. Why don't they say women? I'd like to have women. This is a good day. So well.
No, that just doesn't sound right.
Jennifer Horn sounds right. Ken Kessler sounds right. Rich McFadden sounds right. Your host, Doug Steffen, sounds right. We'll meet Rick Lang, who's our Christmas star of the day, in a few minutes. Meanwhile, other things going on. I'm going to tell you in a moment what is the most treacherous thing about getting household insurance. We have all this focus on Obamacare and numbers and health insurance, but what about insuring your home? What goes on in that department? We'll get to that in a matter of moments. There is a problem in the White House and in Washington and at the Pentagon. Only one, you say? The White House apparently was messing around with Hagel. The advisors to the president didn't like what he was doing, and therefore he left. Well, he was told to leave, but he was frustrated. Apparently, those tensions between the White House and the Pentagon are keeping them from finding anybody who's any good to run the Pentagon.
Yeah, that girl backed out of the job.
Well, she wasn't the right one anyway.
Check, please.
She wasn't the right. She's not the right person for the job. Who is the right person?
But still, she made it clear, I don't want it.
Yeah, right. Well, but what I'm saying is that this whole business about what to do in the Middle East with especially ISIS and whether we send more troops into Iraq or what we're doing, wasting time with these troops that are still in Afghanistan, it's just a complete muddled mess. It's a mess. And there's no leadership. Why that's not a surprise to anybody, that there's no leadership pretty much in any department in the whole government. But they're...
Well, especially now that you're in this lame duck session.
Right, yeah.
Who's going to sign up for that job?
Yeah. Well, nobody, apparently, because they can't find anybody who's any good. So it'll be interesting to see how that thing spreads out. The first radio news drone will be on the job after the first of next year. one of the great news talk radio stations in this country, one that I hope to be on someday, KXL, has purchased a drone. They're going to use this drone for breaking news coverage all over the Pacific Northwest. Quote, the manager of news says, we intend to bring a whole new perspective to breaking news and live events. In the news business, you don't really want disasters to happen, she said, but they can boost.
Yes,
you do. Well, yes, actually, do.
Let's not lie about that.
That's a foolish thing to say.
I know.
Of course they want somebody.
Of course you do.
Yeah, right, exactly. So,
no disaster, no news.
What do you think about using drones to cover the news? 888-302-3684. Maybe, Kenny, that's an interesting question to post. Facebook.com/Kaday, Twitter at Kaday Show. What do you think about the news talk station that you're listening to? About, what do we figure, 80% of the stations that carry this program are news talk stations? We have music stations.
Right.
But I think about 80% of the stations carrying this program are news talk stations. If you're listening as the news director or the manager, what would you think about having a drone? I remember as I ran a few radio stations in my time, and we had these trades, the people that wanted us to do things. I could see some smart drone manufacturer going to a large sales organization. I don't want to get too closely involved with the jargon, but there are various ways of selling national advertising, and sometimes you can buy something, or you can, but it's just like buying it on time. You can trade it for commercials. So I see, Richie, somebody coming to us and saying, okay, we'll give you a drone for a spot a day. You can put the drone wherever you want to see. It's yours. You just give us one commercial a day, and you got a drone.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
You still have to deal with the FCC or the FAA.
Why? No. Wait. Well, how are they dealing with them now?
They have not determined what the rules are for drone usage yet.
So in the meantime, let's do it.
Well, no, you can't.
Why? Of course you can. They're all over the place.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are, as is proven by the drones that were flying over JFK a week ago Sunday. Nobody knew where they came from, whose they were.
Right.
They're all over the place.
Illegally flying.
I don't know. Who said they were illegal?
The FAA.
They
cannot legally fly a drone yet.
Really?
Yes. I have a friend who's developing drone usage for the Pentagon.
So what happens to somebody who buys their father a drone? Does that mean they're not going to be able to use the drone?
Did I ever tell you I laugh when I'm guilty?
Yeah. If you're out there using it as a hobby,
who's going to determine whether it's a hobby or not?
When you're out in the middle of a field somewhere.
Yeah.
But if you are using it as a news agency, you're going to be using it somewhere in a populated area.
Yeah, that's true.
And the FAA is going to come down on you on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you go flying one down the middle of K Street in Washington, D.C.
I think that's an excellent idea. Dropping things on the cars that are parked there?
Exactly.
That's a perfect idea.
You know what's funny is I was watching the game last night and another game over the weekend where I was like, you know how they have the TV cameras held up by a cable over the field and it follows the players down? They have them now where it kind of comes in from the sideline and then shoots down the middle of the field. And I'm thinking to myself, that cannot be cable operated, because they can't come in and kind of fly and then make a turn and go down the middle of the field. And I'm wondering whether they're using drones in the stadium now with the cameras on them to follow the players down the field, because it just doesn't look like it's a straight shot like a cable would be.
Mm-hmm. I found out. I really have to tell you this story. Remember last Thursday we made fun. We had, I think, our video of the day, Kenny, was that piece of the turkey drop from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Right.
So I found out that was actually inspired by somebody doing it in Decatur, Illinois, on WDZ in the 1970s. A guy who owned a radio station in Galesburg, Illinois, confronted the fact that his town had been blanketed by 16 inches of snow. And so he got out his private airplane. He didn't know turkeys wouldn't fly. He filled up the plane with turkeys and dropped them over the community at Thanksgiving, because he thought people couldn't get to the store to get their turkeys, so he just dropped the turkeys. And, of course, they didn't fly. But that was the inspiration for the that episode of WKRP. How many people? I drove through the farmyard the other day. We have wild turkeys all over the place. They want to eat the leftover corn, things that are around. Same thing the chickens do. We have chickens down on the farm, and they eat up the old pieces of corn the cows don't get at and things like that. The turkeys, when I drove through the yard, I blew my horn, and I was racing the engine.
Well, they're kind of dumb, aren't they?
Oh, they're more than dumb. They're stupid.
And mean.
But, yeah, awful. They're really nasty.
Let's just eat them, then.
But they took off.
I got an idea.
Sort of like a fast, they really had a fast takeoff. They were flying around. What's your idea? That's how to begin.
Eat them at Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, right. What a new and interesting idea.
Speaking of turkeys.
All right. Speaking of eating, the good story, or one of the good stories of the day today, comes from DougStefan.com. A Utah man, his name is Matt Tribe, one of those who decided to fork over the $100 for a limited edition never-ending pasta pass. Pasta pass. At Olive Gordon. Grants holders.
Olive Gordon. That's a different establishment.
Wait a minute. Let me tell this story. Then stop laughing at me. The Olive Garden Pass. We all know they have a never-ending pasta pot.
Well, they did, yes.
Are they still?
No, it's sold out.
Oh, is it really?
We only have like 1,000.
It ended.
Oh. Anyway, well, this guy had one that worked for 7 weeks.
Right.
And we had somebody on. What was the story of the guy that had the pasta pass? He was eating.
He ate there every day.
Every day.
Every meal.
Right.
Every day.
Yeah. Okay. So this guy had 100 meals, apparently. And he gave the meals, he called it random acts of pasta, and gave his pass to feed the homeless, which I thought was kind of a cool thing to do.
Very cool.
Right. Isn't this? Yeah. Where in Utah was he, Kenny? Do you remember? So it wasn't Salt Lake, but it's someplace. He says he does random acts of kindness anyway, and he decided that he'd take the Olive Garden pass and do random acts of pasta. What a nice thing to do. That's an inspiration for those of you. Maybe you buy a gift certificate. Can you put those in the Salvation Army kettle? If you had gift cards or passes for something like this, if somebody bought $10, $20 worth of some, couldn't you put that in there? Or do they just want cash?
I love that. Like just hundreds of homeless people start walking into the restaurant.
How you doing? But honestly, couldn't you? Does the Salvation Army say no to that sort of thing, or do they say yes to it?
I think they would probably take it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of us get things that we aren't going to use, don't want to use for Christmas. And that would be a place to re-gift him, I think.
Mind if I use the restroom?
All right.
Got a shower in there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rick Lang is a well-known singer in the bluegrass community, so he's going to regale us with some of his Christmas music. Christmas Star of the Day up next here on Good Day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages.
And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Candy canes and mistletoe, presents wrapped in big red bows. Little men made out of snow, charcoal lying button nose. That's what I love about Christmas.
Rick Lang is with us as the Christmas star of the day, a daily event here at this time every day from now until Christmas on the Good Day program. Rick's songs have been covered by some of the most renowned artists in bluegrass, southern gospel, even jazz. He has 60 song cuts to his credit, and the number keeps growing every year. He was nominated by the Gospel Music Association for the Dove Award, as well as the International Bluegrass Music Association Gospel Record Event. Got a new album, That's What I Love About Christmas. This is the title track. Crank it up, Richie.
Tastes delicious. That's what I love. That's what I love.
All right, so I'm listening to this. I don't hear bluegrass. I hear jazz.
Yeah.
So, Rick, what's the scoop?
Hey, good morning to you and everybody listening there. Even though I've written and recorded mostly bluegrass and gospel in years past, we decided to put out a new Christmas album and decided to go in a whole different direction.
Wow, shoot for
some of the classic sounds of the 30s, 40s, and 50s that I grew up with.
Wow, Who's singing this? That's What I Love About Christmas. Whose voice is this?
That is the most wonderful vocalist, Annie Selleck, who lives in Nashville.
And a great voice. Are these all studio people that you've known and worked with? Is that how you selected them?
In this particular project, this was a stretch in many ways, in that both my producer, Stephen Mogen, and I, once we decided to go in a direction of jazz music, he knew a couple really good jazz musicians that he performed with.
Yes.
We started out with them, but we actually had to go after and pick people that we weren't that familiar with who would just be a good fit for the record. And most of the people on the album are people that I had never met, most of which I didn't know of.
Mm-hmm.
So I get introduced to this wonderful world of jazz and people in the Nashville area who perform jazz regularly, and it was just a very exciting adventure for me.
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do here with the Christmas Star of the Day is to focus on different versions of maybe pop songs instead of the same old, and that's certainly what you have presented here. Here's another track from the album that Rick is talking about, That's What I Love About Christmas. This is Old Man Winter, the way they've
been below zero. Put on some warm clothes. I'm telling you, my friend, Old Man Winter is back in town again.
Love it.
Nice. This, by the way, is available if you go to ricklangmusic.com. Ricklangmusic.com. You'll find a way for you to bring this down and enjoy. This is something that...
Yeah, it's just cool to hear something a little bit different.
That's all. Same old 400 songs every year over and over.
Every now and then knocks one out of the park when they do the same old song.
Yeah.
But in general, if you don't come out with something a little bit different, you're not going to get noticed.
When did you actually do this? Was this done in the summertime, Rick?
Recording the album?
Yeah.
We did it about... Started about a year and a half ago.
Wow.
And finished it up last winter. The cool thing about it, it was we got all these folks together in the studio, and it was pretty much recorded live.
Mm-hmm.
And the performances are really cool. Everybody did a good job.
Yeah, right. No, it's a rarity to do that. Christmas every day of the year, another cut from That's What I Love About Christmas, the CD from Rick Lang, ricklangmusic.com. Again, we're pointing out as many different things that are new around this year, so you can get yourself into a different place. Pretty much the same way I like to run this program, not being in the same cut as everybody else, and that's true with the Christmas music. Rick, congratulations on your work. Please check out ricklangmusic.com for a different twist and some good Christmas songs.
I've been doing some last-minute decorating.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The tradition at the moment is for Tech Talk. It's Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie, Kenny and I look forward to learning. I always find myself intrigued by some of the things that pretty much everybody else knows. However, get a different twist on them from time to time, as is proven hopefully today by Shelley Palmer, our reporter, who will talk about a new program to share videos on your iPhone. So that info coming up next year on Good Day.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power today. And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Vine is one of the best ways to share bite-sized videos of your life with your family and friends. Normally, to record in Vine, you need to tap and hold your finger on the screen. But the iPhone can keep a software finger on the screen for you, meaning you only have to tap the screen once to record your Vine. Head to Settings, then General, then Accessibility. Scroll down to Assistive Touch, then tap on Create New Gesture. Tap and hold on the screen for 6 seconds. Save even name the gesture, then turn on Assistive Touch. When you head back into Vine, you can tap on the Assistive Touch white dot, find your custom gesture, and enable it. Tapping the blue circle on the screen registers as a tap and hold. And when you're done, remember to turn off Assistive Touch. Otherwise, every iPhone Touch will register as a 6-second tap and hold. Happy Vining! Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
All right, so the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, has warned businesses in our country that hackers are using malicious software to launch destructive attacks in the United States. You needed the FBI to tell you that? Wow. Sony Pictures, yesterday we were talking about this, got hacked by the North Koreans because of this movie.
I can't wait to see.
I love Kim Jong-un for this. Oh, yeah? They make a movie about me? Ooh, you watch this. I hack your site.
This is such a stoner flick, but it looks so fun.
I know.
Really?
And you know Kim Jong-un is sitting there with his big screen watching it with all of his friends.
Yeah.
Look, that guy's going to go kill me.
So put on your tinfoil hat. Do you think this is... this really happened, or is this promotion for this movie?
Kenny.
Love it.
Loving Kenny. It.
What better way to promote this movie?
Sony right. hacks themselves.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for that.
Seth Rogen ends up dead in a ditch. I'm going to say they took this one a little too far.
All right. The Supreme Court coming face to face this week. All right, can we talk about the Supreme Court for a minute?
Sure.
Why not?
A free speech case involving threats made on Facebook. Upset at the breakup of his marriage, a Pennsylvania man repeatedly posted threatening remarks, not only about his wife, but also about his former workplace, kindergarten class, right. local police, FBI agents.
Kindergarten class.
Right. Yeah.
And, I mean, that guy should be in jail.
Well, he was convicted on 4 counts of transmitting threats across state lines, sentenced to 44 months on the Huskow.
Right, but now he's just saying, hey, listen, it was just my way to vent. It was free speech.
Isn't it?
Free speech.
So the Supreme Court is being asked whether it's enough that the man's targets felt threatened, as 2 lower courts have ruled, or must a jury decide that he intended to instill fear and inflict physical harm?
You know where this is going to get interesting?
Supreme Court.
Really? Is if they find that this guy says, hey, listen, I was just, it was a way for me to release. No threats to anybody. Really didn't mean anybody any harm. And if they find with him, then every terrorist that they go after who posts something on their Facebook page saying, I'm going to go join ISIS.
Just kidding, yeah.
They're going to be able to say the same thing.
All right. There you go. The FBI probing cyber attack.
So there's no way this guy gets off.
No.
They're going to make sure they can still go after those ISIS people.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, is that what it is? Is it just them? Or
there's no precedent. Way this guy gets off.
YouTube is eyeing a new revenue stream in music services. Desktop Android users with an invitation to try out YouTube Music Key can begin streaming this week. How about that?
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.